I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 874, Goats and Grieving. Over the last year, I've officiated a lot of memorial services, a lot of funerals, celebrations of life, gravesides. The old saying is that death comes in threes. I don't think that's true. I think death comes in 30s, at least. I've watched families grieve, helped families grieve, and I've grieved with them. It's part of loving. This podcast is called T2G, or The Two Greatest, because we're to love God and to love others in the good times and bad times of life. Over the course of my ministry, I've seen and heard some pretty strange things about death and grieving. It seems that when people are hurting, they cling to whatever they can to ease the pain and give them hope. And that's understandable, but sometimes it's not helpful. It's easy to begin to make up our own theology about death that's not found in scriptures, but in superstition or worse. A goat with a birthmark had fans of the late racing star Dale Earnhardt flocking to a farm 50 miles south of Jacksonville, Florida in 2002, just over a year after Earnhardt's death. The attraction was from a goat that was born with white markings that resembled the number 3, the number on Earnhardt's race car. She was given the nickname Little Dale. Her owner, Jerry Pearson, said, "It's weird. I've seen people take pictures and get tears in their eyes." Grief can make people do strange things, like see some significance in a birthmark on a goat. Some of the ways people come to grips with losses are harmless, but others can be destructive. You know, without the Lord's intervention, our grief can quickly spiral downward into despair. I've had people bring clocks to funerals, and every time it chimed, they'd say, "There, our deceased one's trying to communicate with us. Give us a sign." I sympathize with the need for a sign. Families want to know their loved ones are okay. They want assurance that there is life after death, and that's good. My encouragement today is that we already have that. His name is Jesus, and the tomb is empty. Hallelujah. In January of 2000, leaders in Charlotte, North Carolina, invited their favorite son, Billy Graham, to a luncheon in his honor. Billy initially hesitated to accept the invitation because he was struggling with Parkinson's disease. But the Charlotte leaders said, "We don't expect a major address. Just come and let us honor you." So he agreed. After wonderful things that were said about him, Dr. Graham stepped to the rostrum. Billy Graham said, "This occasion reminds me of Einstein." Einstein once traveled from Princeton on a train when a conductor came down the aisle punching tickets for every passenger. When he came to Einstein, Einstein reached in his vest pocket. He couldn't find his ticket. So he reached into his trousers pocket. It wasn't there. So he looked in his briefcase, but he couldn't find it. Then he looked in his seat behind him, still couldn't find it. The conductor said, "Dr. Einstein, I know who you are. We all know who you are, and I'm sure you bought a ticket. Don't worry about it." Einstein nodded appreciatively. The conductor continued down the aisle punching tickets, but as he returned, he saw the great physicist on his hands and knees looking under the seat. The conductor rushed back and said, "Dr. Einstein, don't worry about it. I know who you are. No problem. You don't need a ticket. I'm sure you bought one." Einstein looked at him and said, "Young man, I too know who I am. What I don't know is where I'm going." Now, having said that, Billy Graham continued, "See the suit I'm wearing? It's a brand new suit. My children and grandchildren are telling me that I've gotten a little slovenly in my old age. I used to be a bit more fastidious. So I went out and bought a new suit for this luncheon and one more occasion. You know what that occasion is? This is the suit in which I'll be buried. So when you hear that I'm dead, I don't want you to immediately remember the suit I'm wearing. I want you to remember this. I not only know who I am, I also know where I'm going." Hallelujah. This is the great question. What truths give you the most comfort when you grieve? Let's pray. Father, death is real. Death is defeated. Jesus is life, and I'm in Jesus. Amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 875. In the meantime, grief is coming. You've either just gone through it, you're going through it now, or it's just around the corner. But when you grieve, ground your grieving in the gospel, because the gospel truly is good news. It's okay to cry. It's okay to feel loss, but feel it in the context of the bigger story. The story of Jesus coming here to defeat our greatest enemy so we can have everlasting life. If we don't do that, otherwise we might find ourselves trying to combine goats and grieving.